We are joined in the media center by provisional top fuel number one qualifier, Leah Pritchett. Leah ran a time of 3.694 at 322.88 miles per hour to go to the number one spot. Leah, how did that pass feel during Q2?
Well, thank you. That pass felt phenomenal. It was extremely smooth. I think more than anything, getting past that caution zone of that 250 mark. Knew we were on a good hit, and at the 330, we pulled really hard. I guess, if anything, we changed clutch levers, which we haven't changed all year. We had to change them after Vegas because we broke one. We didn't get a chance to test, and so that Q1 was that first hit, and it changed our entire clutch management. So making an adjustment towards that for Q2, and to have the confidence that it would stick, is something that I know to be true with this team. So it felt awesome. It felt amazing. I know it's been a tricky track, and the prep has been a little bit different, and it's been challenging. But when it's challenging for one, it's challenging for everybody. And to see the communication between Todd and Neil continuously and being the second pair down the track, I mean, that makes it even more challenging to stick it out there. So we actually thought a 67 was out there. The settings that were in the car, I ran a 67 before, minus those levers. And the 69 felt just fine.
You are a California girl. This is your home track. What does this place mean to you?
This place means everything to me. I mean, it everything about it screams home, from the fans to the stands to the track itself. It's no secret this is a little bit of a downhill track, and we've compensated for that. We had a head start at it at Charlotte, and so the smallest amount of details in regards to the landscape of the actual surface plays a big part. But not getting caught up in it, and there's been so many distractions between having the flu for a full week and my team, recouping from our momentum in Vegas, that we're just out here running our race. Everyone's so caught up in the points and all of that. We're like, man, this is our left lane. We're in that left lane. It's been looking difficult and just tuning to each one. So tomorrow's going to be warmer, of course. Mm-hmm. That's going to be a hard time to beat. But, if there's anything's possible. But for now, we're happy to, for sure capture those 3 points.
You said everyone else is getting caught up in the points. You're not. I mean, you still have a mathematical chance.
Can't change the way that the math works except for ourselves. I mean, yeah, when they say there is a mathematical chance, absolutely. But that depends on everybody else's defaults in our progression. So, the cards are going to fall where they fall, and as long as we stack ours with as many aces and spades as possible, then that's the best chance that we can give ourselves. So that's not changing up our routine unless we have to. And like I said, after Vegas, it was a heartbreak of breaking that lever, and when we stressed it in E1 and in E2 when it broke and we smoked the tires, it's like what everybody else sees of, man, they smoked the tires, they're aggressive, is no, a part's failure. So we changed that one part, changes our setup, and it's about how fast we can adapt to what we have to change to. So I think our team speaks volumes to changing to the to the landscape right now. Sorry, my mind is like so I think that the best way, if anyone's ever like, how do you get rid of the flu, just go 330 miles an hour. It'll just drain right out of you. Sorry.